This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. First of all, my dear sisters, I ask Allah Ta'ala that you're all in the best of iman. And I ask Allah Ta'ala, you know, to bring ease to all of you out there and, you know, to bring ease to all of our ummah, inshallah. And remember that our ultimate goal is Jannah, inshallah. And this is what we're working for. And this is where, you know, inshallah, in Jannah, there'll be no more hardships, no more, you know, sadness, no more suffering, no more hearing bad news, subhanAllah. So we're just aiming for that. And until then, you know, we have to be patient and keep moving forward in our lives, inshallah, right? But look, what I wanted to speak to you briefly about today is about the belief of al-qada'i wal-qadr, right? And how having knowledge of this sixth pillar of iman can increase our mental resilience when facing any types of hardships in our lives, right? You know, and also I want to talk about like why understanding about al-qadr is actually very powerful in helping us reach a state of overall sakina and tranquility in our lives, inshallah. So first of all, for those of you who don't know, right, in a nutshell, believing in al-qada'i wal-qadr is to believe that everything that happens to us has already been, you know, predestined and preordained by Allah Ta'ala, right? So in other words, everything that happens to me, that's already from the eternal knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. Allah always knew that that thing was going to happen to me, right? And most of you would know that from Allah Ta'ala's beautiful names are, you know, his names like Al-Alim, the one who knows everything, right? Al-Khabir, the one who is aware of all things. Al-Latif, the one who his knowledge reaches all of the subtle affairs. Okay, so when you know just how encompassing the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala is, what that means for you is that whatever you're going through, you know that you're not alone, right? And you know that there is no one who knows more about what you're going through than Allah Azza wa Jal. So, you know, because yani, if as long as I, and also like if, as long as Allah knows what I'm going through, right? If I know that Allah knows what I'm going through, then in other words, no matter what happens, that helps me to feel like, inshallah, I'm going to be okay. You know, because Allah knows what I'm going through. It means he's with me. Therefore, I can, you know, I can get through this, inshallah. I've got Allah with me to get through this. And I don't have to face this trial on my own. Okay, so this is something that really strengthens you. And if you think about the famous words that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abu Bakr when they were in the cave, right? And, you know, when they were doing the hijrah to Al-Medina and they were in that cave together and the disbelievers were surrounding them from every direction at any moment. That could have been the end of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That could have been the end of Islam even, right? But what does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to Abu Bakr? He says, La tahzan inna allaha ma'ana, right? Do not be afraid. Do not be sad. Verily, Allah is with us, right? So whoever knows that Allah Ta'ala knows all things, right? And that you, when you know that, you know, that Allah Ta'ala knew that this trial was always going to befall you, okay? He always knew this trial was going to befall you. This is from the greatest causes for a person to feel at peace with what they're going through. Because why? Because it allows you to hand your trial over to Allah. You don't have to feel that you have to carry this whole burden of this trial on your own. Okay, and that's very empowering for people to understand that. The other thing too is that one of the powerful things we learn as well from 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. Okay, it was all written in Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, right, the preserved tablet. So Allah Ta'ala tells us in Surah Hadid, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. So in these verses in Surah Al-Hadid, Allah Ta'ala tells us that ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض, يعني no calamity befalls someone in the earth or in yourselves except that it was already written in Allah Al-Mahfuz, right? That's the first part of the verse. Then after that, Allah tells us, what is the benefit of knowing that? What is the benefit of knowing that Allah Ta'ala already wrote everything and Allah Al-Mahfuz? Allah says, لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ, that you will not grieve over those things you failed to get. وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ, and that you won't overrejoice with what Allah brings to you. Okay? Because Allah does not love those who are prideful boasters. Okay, so what I'm trying to say here is that if you know that whatever happened to you was always going to happen to you, then there's no use regretting and thinking that you should have done something else. Okay, because it means that there's nothing you could have done to make things turn out differently. Right? And in fact, there's a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in which he, in this hadith, it's narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. He says, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُصِيبَكَ, that know that anything that passed by you, it didn't come to you, it was never going to befall you. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِئَكَ, that anything that befalls you was never going to pass you by. Okay, so what we learn from this is that we shouldn't be living our lives like prisoners to our past. Like a lot of people, you know, they get trapped in their past. And unfortunately, they keep beating themselves up for what happened to them, or like choices they made, or people did this to me, people did that to me, you know. But the reality is, my dear sisters, we have to realize that this was written for us. You know, and it was always going to happen, no matter what you said, no matter what you did, no matter what different thing could have happened, it was written for you. It was always going to happen. Because if you look at that hadith I just mentioned, that, you know, whatever befell you was never going to miss you. Okay, so I think that this is one of the really powerful lessons that we take from this knowledge of Al-Qadr, because it helps you to be able to finally let go and move on. Right? And something else that Islam teaches us as well is how we need to have a realistic look at the life of this world, right? And to realize that trials are from the reality of this life. You know, trials are something that Allah Ta'ala has written and destined to happen to us while we're in this life, you know, in the life of this dunya. And if you look at what Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah, He tells us, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقُصِ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, right? That verily we will test you with something, from fear, from hunger, from, you know, loss in your wealth, in yourselves, in your, you know, your risk, your thamarat, your fruits. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, give good tidings to the patient. And one of the greatest benefits that we get just from having a more realistic outlook towards life in general, you know, and coming to accept that, you know, being tested with trials is part and parcel of this life, is that it helps you to be more resilient in facing those trials whenever they come. Like, because you already understand this is what life's about, right? So that changes your whole perspective. One of the biggest challenges in facing trials is just changing your whole perspective to it in the first place. That's one of the biggest coping mechanisms, right? Now, another aspect to our believing in Al-Qada'i wa Al-Qadr is that you know, not only did Allah Ta'ala always know everything before it happened, and that he recorded all of that in a Lawh al-Mahfuz, a preserved tablet that's with him, right? But also, whatever happens is from what he willed to happen as well, right? It happened by his will. Now, I need to explain something here that, you know, we should never think that Allah's will is just some random, aimless will, okay? Whatever Allah Ta'ala wills to happen, that's from his infinite hikmah and wisdom. Right? Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Insan, it says, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ, that you'll not be able to will something unless Allah wills it. And then he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Verily Allah Ta'ala is the all-knowing and wise. So in other words, what I'm trying to say here, in this verse, Allah Ta'ala connected between his will and his hikmah. All right, so it shows that his will is connected to his hikmah. Therefore, nothing happens except there's a huge hikmah, a huge wisdom for why it has happened, even if we can't see the wisdom for that right now. Right? So it's not just some random event that has no meaning or purpose. That's what the atheist would like you to believe. Right? Atheists, in reality, they reduced our whole human existence to basically being nothing more than like a cluster of particles which are, you know, randomly existing in the universe like everything else, right? With no meaning or purpose for our existence, nor anything we go through, right? But what Allah Ta'ala tells us in Surah Sad, for example, he says, وَمَا خَلَقُنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا بَاطِلًا, that we did not create the heavens and the earth and what's between them, baatila, like for nothing, in an aimless, for an aimless reason, right? What does Allah say in the next verse? ذَلِكَ ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Subhanallah, that's what the disbelievers think. They think Allah created all this for nothing, with an aimless reason, right? فَوَيْلُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنَ النَّارِ. Woe to the disbelievers from the fire, now protect us. All right, so, you know, you can't even begin to imagine what kind of mental distress that atheists and those who don't have any deen or any kind of religion, you know, what they go through, like when you've got no meaning or purpose for the trials of this life. You know, it's kind of like, what have you got to hold on to? You know, I mean, there's no meaning to it, right? Because you're just, you're basically just, you know, a bunch of particles that's just randomly, you know, having these trials before you, okay? So, subhanAllah, this is the peace and sakina that this belief of al-qada'i wal-qadr actually brings to your heart, right? Because, you know, when I know that whatever happens to me was actually what Allah willed to happen. And, you know, whatever Allah willed to happen is only from his hikmah, right? His perfect wisdom. Then that means that when something happens to me, instead of me asking unhelpful questions like saying, you know, why me? You know, why did I, you know, what did I do to deserve this? You know, those questions are not helpful. All they do is create more distress. Okay? So instead, I'm able to ask questions like, you know, what can I learn from this trial? Right? Because I know there's a meaning behind it. What can I learn from this trial? You know, how can I grow from this experience? Right? And in particular, to ask myself, how is Allah shaping me and developing me as a believer through this trial? Okay? There's always so much we get out of our trials, whether it's forgiveness of sins, raising in levels, and even just developing us and making us stronger as believers, purifying our hearts, purifying us so that we will be ready to enter Jannah, inshallah, right? So, you know, like, as I said before, I know that what is happening to me, you know, was written for me by Al-Hakim, right? The one who is most wise, right? Who is also who is Al-Latif. Like, Allah Ta'ala is Al-Latif to his servants. Like, he's the most gentle to his servants, right? So knowing that, I know that there must be a higher meaning behind this trial, even if I can't make sense of it right now. Now, before I finish, I just wanted to also, you know, speak about one of the common questions that a lot of people ask, which is, why does Allah Ta'ala allow bad things to happen? A lot of people, they are Christian. So first of all, sisters, you need to understand that just because Allah Ta'ala, you know, destined for something to happen, it doesn't mean that He loves that thing to happen. All right? There's a difference between what He wills and what He loves. Right? So even though Allah Ta'ala willed it to happen, but don't think that just because He willed it to happen that He necessarily loves that thing to happen. Okay? So an example of that, if you look in, there's a hadith in, it's a hadith Qudsi. And the hadith Qudsi is when the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told us something that Allah has said, right? And this hadith is recorded by Al-Bukhari. It's read by Abu Hurairah, radiallahu anhu. It's a bit long, but I'm just going to read the last bit. So the last bit of this hadith basically says that Allah said, the Messenger of Allah told us that Allah said that I do not hesitate about anything as much as I hesitate from taking the soul of my Abdul Mu'min, that from my faithful servant, right? Because why? Because Allah knows that His servant does not like death. It's something that, you know, no one likes death, right? But Allah Ta'ala says that I hate the harm of that for him. You know, this is something that Allah, you know, this is the only thing that subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala mentions, that the one thing that he really hesitates about is, you know, because of his gentleness towards his believing servant, that this is something that, you know, Allah Ta'ala does not like to do this. But at the same time, because Allah wrote death for a believer, right? Allah Ta'ala wrote death for a believer, but it's not something that Allah loves for his believing servants, right? He does not love that. He doesn't actually love any harm to come to his believing servant at all, okay? But there's all a greater purpose and a greater reason for why he has willed for these different things to happen to us in this dunya, right? And you have to, you know, even look at what the Messenger of Allah said about the rahmah and the mercy that Allah has for his believing slave, right? It is more than a mother to her child. So if you've got to remember that when you're going through something, or even if you see other people suffering, remember, if you feel mercy for them, wallahi, Allah has more mercy for them. So there's a huge reason. There's a huge reason why Allah's destined this to happen, right? And that's why, you know, if we look at all the different trials affecting our ummah now, you know, whether it's COVID, whether it's, you know, killing of innocent Muslims, you know, in Palestine or Syria, Yemen, Burma, wherever, all the, you know, everywhere we look, right? But we have to keep on, you know, you have to console yourself. Don't overload yourself with what you are not, like, you do what you can, but you don't overload yourself with all that, because you can, you're only asked to do what you can, right? لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah does not put a burden on a soul more than they can bear, right? So you have to come back to yourself and realize that there's a huge reason why, a huge wisdom behind why Allah Ta'ala has written for all of these things to happen. And despite this, it's very bitter seeing these trials. You have to also look, there's a lot of khayr that comes out of it, even despite that, right? Let's look at some of the khayr. Like, it's from these trials that the ummah wakes up, right? Allah wakes up the ummah. He reminds us all of the reality of this dunya. You know, He shows us where our true concerns should be focused towards as an ummah, right? And we can also see how Allah Ta'ala unites us. He brings us together as an ummah through these trials. And He shows us who are the real traitors and the enemies and hypocrites may protect us, right? It all comes apparent in these things, right? The other thing you'll notice that He gives us modern day examples of true heroes and true role models for us to emulate. Like, we become inspired by their level of patience and sacrifice for the sake of Allah, right? And as for those suffering all of these trials, you know, look at what Allah Ta'ala tells us in, for example, Surah Ali Imran, right? Allah Ta'ala says, وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدًا. He's explaining why Allah, you know, allows for these different trials to come down on His believing servants. He said, in order to see, you know, it's like a refining process, right? Through it, the يتخذ منكم شهداء. And he subhanAllah, so many get, you know, they get the position of shahada. That's why, my dear sisters, you know, never think that anything happens except there's a huge wisdom behind it, and never think that what any believer suffers in this dunya, right? So this is why having this knowledge of al-qadr is very powerful. And if you look at what causes most people to suffer mental distress, it's through overthinking about one of two things, right? Either it's regretting the past or worrying about the future, right? So if I know that everything was written 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth, then it means that there's nothing else that I could have done in order to prevent what's happened. So what's the use in me sitting here regretting the past, right? The other thing is, if I know that all of my future affairs are completely in the hands of Allah alone, this helps me to, I work slowly towards my goals, but at the same time, I have tawakkul in Allah. You know, I put my trust in Allah that He's going to take care of my future affairs, inshallah. So then why live, you know, in a constant state of worrying about the future? Right? So you can see how that's very empowering. So subhanAllah, my dear sisters, this is how having this knowledge of al-qada'i wa qadar helps you to attain true inner peace and serenity with whatever happens to you in this dunya. And it's this state of inner peace that subhanAllah we find so many non-Muslims are now paying thousands of dollars and doing all kinds of strange and different practices and rituals, right? Just to try to find this inner peace, but Allah Ta'ala has already shown us the way to attain it. You know, may Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us to reach a state of having rida with whatever befalls us, inshallah. Because of course, you know, speaking about it is one thing, going through it is another thing, but still having that knowledge is something to hold on to. And hopefully, you know, we're doing this recording, I'm hoping that inshallah it'll be there for sisters. And maybe they're going through something, they could just play it when they're going through that trial and remind themselves of these words, inshallah. Even I can play it for myself when I'm going through a trial. May Allah make it easy, right? But I just wanted to leave you all with some beautiful words by Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, to reflect upon where he says these words, right? Just listen closely and just reflect on this, right? So he says, had Allah lifted the veil for His believing servant, right, and shown him how He handles his affairs for him, and how Allah Ta'ala is more keen for the benefit of His slave than His own self, that believer's heart would have melted out of love for Allah. SubhanAllah, right? That believer's heart would have melted out of love for Allah if you knew how gentle and how much mercy, how, you know, Allah is more merciful to you than your own self. And you think something's good for you, Allah knows what's better for you. This is what you have to realize. It's hard to understand that, but that's the honest truth. Allah knows what's best for us even more than we know for our own selves. So that's why we just ask Allah Ta'ala to help us all to have rida, you know, to have contentment with whatever Allah Ta'ala, you know, chooses for us in this dunya. And I ask Allah Ta'ala to relieve the suffering of our ummah, to relieve every person who's going through some sort of trial, you know, hold on to the hope of Jannah. You know what I mean? As I said in the beginning of my talk, that this is our greatest hope. We know that whatever, as Muslims, whatever we're going through in this dunya, subhanAllah, this is a temporary abode, right? And in Jannah, when you enter Jannah, you know, you won't even remember, like, all of this, it will all be washed from your brain. Just one dip in Jannah makes a person forget any suffering they went through in this dunya, right? And imagine in Jannah, no more hearing bad, sad stories, stressful stories, you know, anything that makes you sad. Yani, subhanAllah, just bliss and happiness always. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all to reach there safely. And may Allah ta'ala, you know, strengthen us in our iman and, you know, unite us in Jannatul Firdaws, inshallah.